Let the just rejoice, for they are justified in his bone. Let the sick and infirm rejoice, for their Savior is born. Let the captives rejoice, for their Redeemer is born. Let the slaves rejoice, for their Master is born. Let free men rejoice, for their Liberator is born. Let all Christians rejoice, for Jesus Christ is born. Amen. Please be seated. My dear friends, we are celebrating Christmas after the careful preparation of 4 weeks in the Advent season. If you recollect your thoughts throughout these 4 weeks, we have reflected on the patriarch's hope of the coming King on the first Sunday of Advent. And in the second Sunday, we have reflected on the prophets who foretold about the birth of the Messiah. And the third Sunday, we reflected on John the Baptist, who was the forerunner for the Lord Jesus, who prepared the way and invited the people to meet the Lord Jesus. And in the fourth Sunday, that is the last Sunday, we reflected on Mother Mary, who bore Jesus Christ in her womb and presented Jesus Christ to the world. Christmas is the most greatest celebration for all the Christians in the world, because we reflect on God's incarnation, the full, complete, perfect revelation of God, according to St. John's Gospel, chapter 1. It is the full, complete, perfect revelation of God's love. And therefore, I wish to say that Christmas is the festival of love and peace. The festival of love and peace. God revealed his holy, unconditional, unlimited, perfect, pure love by sharing God's only Son, Jesus Christ, with us. And that is what we read in St. John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And this particular verse speaks to us how much God loves us. And he loves so much us because he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ. He shared his only Son with us. The best that he had, he shared with the human kind. Also, we say festival of love and peace. Christmas is also God invites us to live in his peace, in his kingdom. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The seal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. My dear friends, Christmas is the festival of love and peace, and it is all given free of charge. Not like in today's context in which we live. There are so many discounts that we go for. There is so much of offers that we look for. Christmas is not for price. Christmas is not for cost, not for discount, but it is given free of charge. Secondly, I want you to reflect with me that Christmas is the festival of right and good relationship. Christmas is the festival of right and good relationship. We know in Genesis chapter 3, when man broke down the relationship with God, darkness conquered man and the world. Jesus was born on Christmas Day to build this broken relationship and give the light to all the people. Therefore, when we celebrate Christmas, we need to think about our own relationship with the other people. When we don't have the right kind of relationship, breakdowns happen. When we don't have the right kind of relationship, breakdown happens. It can be in your family, it can be in your personal life. Breakdown can happen in your society, in your economy, education, health, and so many other areas. If we don't have a proper kind of relationship, there will be breakdown. Therefore, Christmas is a call for us to build up the right relationship with all the people. Usually at Christmas, we have two objects, and those are the two objects that we have made here also in the church. You may have in your homes as well. The stable and the Christmas tree. If you carefully observe the things that are in, you may understand both these objects, the stable and the Christmas tree, are devotion for Christ. Those are devotion for Christ. And those are looking or focusing on the eternal life. The stable, introduced by St. Francis of Assisi in 13th century, gives the Christmas story. When you see the images there, all the images talk about the Christmas story, the birth of the Messiah, the birth of the Savior. In those days, St. Francis Xavier wanted people to be understood about the Christmas story. The Christmas story was accessible for the poor, peasant, villagers, ordinary people, those who can't read and write. But later on, it spread out throughout the Europe, and the people made the devotion for Christ by having a stable. Secondly, the Christmas tree. There also you will find the pine tree, the evergreen tree, and with so many decorations. All these decorations call us to cling on to the eternal life. Evergreen means the life eternal. That is the symbol of the evergreen. The Christmas tree usually takes a triangular shape. The triangular shape of the Christmas tree means humanity in the Holy Trinity. And the triangular shape of the Christmas tree points to heaven, because our life is not permanent here. So we need to look up to the heaven. And that is the purpose of having this object in our homes. Therefore, my dear friends, all events and objects are connected to the Christmas story and focus towards the purpose of the birth of Christ. But today we have a popular understanding of Christmas and the real meaning of Christmas. For some of our children, Christmas is sharing gifts. Even for sometimes adults also share gifts. Children love gifts. They want gifts for Christmas. My dear friends, yes, Christmas is a gift. God-given gift. God's child, the divine child, is the gift that God gave us. And we need to share that divine child with the others. For some women, for some ladies, Christmas, when Christmas comes, they look for new style, the latest fashion, the new fashion in various places. It can be a clothes or jewelry or some other things. My dear ladies and women, yes, Christmas is a new style. Christmas is a new fashion, but introduced by Mother Mary. Mother Mary's obedience, her humility, patience, boldness, courage, love, and care. All these are new fashions at Christmas, introduced by Mother Mary. Yes, men, what is Christmas for all of you? For men. Yes, it is a function to celebrate, to eat and drink. Yes, Christmas is a celebration, but we need to feed ourselves on Christ Jesus. That is the meaning. And that is the meaning of the Holy Communion service. Every Sunday we come here to the altar and feed ourselves on the Lord Jesus, the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. When you look at this table, there is a manger. Jesus was placed in the manger because there was no room in the inn. What is the meaning of the manger? And what the manger is used for? The manger is used for feeding the cattle. Jesus was placed there that we and all the people can feed with Jesus and fill and nourish ourselves with Jesus' life and Jesus' words. Therefore, my dear friends, whoever celebrates Christmas and whichever the way that they want to celebrate Christmas, one thing they need to understand, that in all their celebration, to see that Jesus Christ is present. In all the celebration, Jesus Christ is in. Therefore, my dear friends, as we celebrate Christmas, let us take these thoughts into our hearts and try to ponder on these thoughts so that we'll be able to have and experience the joy, the peace, and the love of Christmas. Let us pray. Loving God, help us remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels the gladness of the shepherds and worship of the wise men. Close the doors of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every wish and good desires with every meeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven. For Jesus' sake. Amen.